Welcome to Las Cruces Responde, the podcast produced by the City of Las Cruces as a new way to communicate with the community. I'm your host, Carla Walton, and for our first episode, we are going to talk about the legalization of recreational cannabis, a topic that is going to impact not only our community, but the whole state of New Mexico. And to talk about this, we have with us Councilor Gabriel Vasquez.
Hi, Carla. Buenas tardes. Good afternoon. It's great to be here and great to be part of the first episode of Las Cruces Responde.
And Assistant City Manager Ikani Tamoy-Piao.
Great to be here, Carla. Thanks for having us.
Let's start by giving a little bit of background information to the listeners. The recreational use of cannabis became legal in New Mexico on June 29 of this year, after the state passed the New Mexico Cannabis Regulation Act. Under this new law, residents who are 21 and older are allowed to possess and buy up to 2 ounces of cannabis, 60 grams of cannabis extract, or up to 800 milligrams of edible cannabis in one purchase. Adults over 21 would also be able to grow up to 12 plants per household without any permit. What do you say to the people who have concerns about this?
This is a very sensitive, very critical, very important topic for many people, if not everyone here in the state. There will be several opportunities for the public to engage with city staff and elected officials. Two that I want to highlight as the most important, where these will be dedicated cannabis topics, is we'll have two town hall community forums on Thursday, July 22nd at City Council Chambers at 5:30 p.m. And then in a few weeks afterwards, we'll have another follow-up town hall meeting for cannabis on Thursday, August 12th at 5:30 p.m. The interesting thing about these meetings is they will be interactive meetings. We wanted to make sure that we not only just have a speaker in the front audience that listens and does Q&A, but we will have a brief introduction of House Bill 2, the Cannabis Regulation Act. But more importantly, beyond that, we know that there are several questions from all over the spectrum people may have. We're going to have breakout sessions where we're going to have our departments that will touch cannabis, such as police, fire, planning, building, and the city manager's office. We'll have the legal departments as well. And we'll have tables where people can come, ask questions. We'll have some interactive things on the walls, maps. We'll have some dots where people can take a survey and put the dots where they feel that it should be zoned. And if they feel where it should not be zoned, they can do so accordingly as well.
And it's important to clarify for the audience and the listeners that according to what it was passed by the state, the cities can only regulate the zoning. The zoning, that means where these businesses are going to be located and also the hours of operation. Kind of like in a very similar way that the city is now regulating liquor stores and bars.
That's right. And we want to prioritize the public input as we as we enact a local ordinance on the control of cannabis zoning for retail businesses and hours of operation. Again, those are the two things that the city controls. And so we want to get it right. We want to work with our residents to and our businesses to make sure that we are doing this appropriately for our community. Again, knowing that it's coming and that we don't have any other controls besides those two things. An opportunity for robust public input is important. I will say, however, we are also on a timeline to be able to meet deadlines that the state has put forth for the licensing of retail cannabis operations. And so by September, the state will start issuing licenses to state businesses in Las Cruces and Taos and Santa Fe and Carlsbad, just about everywhere. And so we need to be prepared as a city to be able to capture and maximize this economic opportunity. And that means that by September, we need to have wrapped up most of the public input and be ready to pass an ordinance as soon as October.
If I may, can I take a step back?
Yeah, sure.
Because I will answer that question by introducing where I came before. Before New Mexico, I was in California. And all states are different. New Mexico became the 17th state allowing recreational cannabis earlier this year, as we all know. In California, when the state approved recreational cannabis for the state, cities were allowed to opt in, which meant that they weren't automatically thrown in along with the state. And so cities had the opportunity to ban, prohibit, or allow recreational cannabis, giving city council members the local autonomy to control and regulate cannabis if they wanted to allow it in their cities. That is very different from what is happening here in New Mexico. In New Mexico, when the state approved it earlier this year, cities are not able to ban or prohibit it. You cannot zone it out. They have strict wording that says you're not allowed to zone it out, which means that city council, the local autonomy for cities, it's that opportunity is not available. But what's available, and this is what I wanted to make sure is communicated, and I thank you for asking that question, is this is why it's so critical to have this community engagements, because we are allowed limited things as the local jurisdiction. Time, place, and manner. Time, the way it's regulated, when opening and closing the shops, the way these businesses are implemented, fire codes will make sure that they're safe, will make sure that they pass building inspections. But one of the big things is where they are placed and where they are zoned. These are the main questions that we're going to ask in the community engagement, is tell us where you would like dispensaries or retails. And it would be unlawful for a city and for the city to just ban them, because as I mentioned, in the law, we don't have that opportunity to. But we have the opportunity to zone them in appropriate places. And so, there's...
In the interaction of the meeting, like, we're going to have the map with the different districts and the different zones that the city has to offer. So the public will be able to point it out. Yeah, I want it, you know, for example, in this commercial zone, when there's liquor stores, and I want them to be regulated in the same area, right?
Exactly. And as you're mentioning that, I would love to talk about a survey that was just released recently. It'll be out for 30 days. And for those listening to the podcast, it will... the deadline to take the last day is August 15th, midnight, 2021. So this is something that is super important to, again, all the questions that we're talking about here on the podcast. Where do you want it zoned? Where would you want to put dispensaries, manufacturing, and other like businesses in cannabis? That's really critical as well. But Carla, you and I both know that when we're talking to residents, some may know about zoning, some may not know about zoning. And so these are the opportunities that we're going to introduce the different types of zonings that exist in the cities. There's manufacturing zones. And so in the survey, if you take the survey, which is on our website right now, you can see the different zones that we've created with our GIS department, zones for manufacturing, zones for commercial, zones for agriculture, because there's 10 different business types in cannabis, starting from cultivation, deliveries, retail, consumption areas, micro businesses, integrated vertical businesses. All these cannabis business types have to be zoned. And so we have to find them by law in New Mexico. We have to find them a home in a zone. And so that's why it's so critical to introduce, share a bit more information about these business types, and get community input on where they want this to be located.
If you're listening to the podcast, please take the survey. It's available in English and Spanish on the city's website, las-cruces.org. And of course, when I put a link to the survey in the description notes of the episode, you can also reach out to the city councilor and let him know your thoughts. Your opinion is very important. You can also send your comments by email to cannabis@las-cruces.org.
Thank you, Carla. Yes, and we will be all ears to take all considerations, all opinions, hear from all voices, people who oppose, people who support. It's really important, again, that we get this right, and we definitely want to make sure that this is in line with the wishes of our community, and that also really enhances the economic opportunity that's given to us from this new industry, which will bring undoubtedly thousands of jobs, maybe just a couple hundred at the beginning, but can guarantee you, Carla, it will be thousands of new jobs for Las Cruces.
And let's talk about this economic impact, because like for people who are listening and they don't know, this industry is going to pay an extra tax on top of the 8% gross receipt tax that we're already paid. They're going to pay at the beginning 12%. And it's my understanding that the 12% is going to increase to 18% in the future.
Yes, so it will gradually increase as the industry grows and is proportional to that tax increase. Another really important thing to mention, Carla, is Las Cruces and our community stands to benefit probably the most out of any community in New Mexico from the legalization of recreational cannabis. And that is because there's a tourism industry that's attached to that. And our neighbors to the south in El Paso and Ciudad Juarez, obviously, when you come to New Mexico and purchase these products, you have to consume them in a state in which where it's legal, which is here in New Mexico. And so in states like Colorado and states like Oregon and Washington, and in fact, even Alaska, they have recreational cannabis tourism companies. And so people that offer an experience to somebody that would come to your community, that would buy this product, and that has an entire experience or a tour laid out. So cannabis tours and other things like that. It's estimated that 40% of the total cannabis revenue for the state of New Mexico will come from Texas. And that's according to the state projections. And that means with El Paso being the largest city in Texas that neighbors New Mexico, it's just, you know, incumbent upon us as a city to make sure that we take advantage of that opportunity. We do it responsibly, of course, but those are additional dollars to our community that will come in to be reinvested into the quality of life that we all want to create here.
But what do you say to the people that might be concerned, like, oh, is that the type of visitors that we want to attract?
Well, I think you'd be surprised, Carla, that who consumes cannabis in the year 2021 and 2022. I think that's another stigma that people place. When the medical program started in New Mexico many years ago, what we actually saw was people with chronic illness. We saw Army veterans and you know, Navy veterans with PTSD and folks with chronic illnesses, cancer patients, the elderly who were suffering from any number of conditions, people with chronic pain, migraines. Those were the people who are using cannabis in our community now legally. So when it comes to a new legal population of people using cannabis, I don't think it's going to change much in terms of the demographic. I think you'll see all ages, you'll see all income levels, you'll see a wide demographic of people who, similar to alcohol, who are out, enjoying a drink or two at the bar or at a restaurant.
Carla, if I may, I think there's one more thing that I just wanted to share. The timeline that we are that we have jumped into is a very aggressive timeline. It's aggressive because the state has an aggressive timeline. And so I would like to share their timeline and share how we're trying to align with the state as well. September 1st, they have a goal to start accepting applications for production and manufacturing. January 1st, they have a deadline to start accepting all other business types that I mentioned under the 10 business types, such as dispensaries, such as deliveries, consumption areas, micro businesses. And then April 1st of 2022, that's when they have a goal to no later than April 1st is to start having retail sell cannabis. So we have September 1st this year, we have January 1st, and then we have April 1st of next year when retail is allowed. The reason for September 1st and why that's starting out with production and why that's starting with cultivation and manufacturing is because in other states when they opened up, and we're again, New Mexico is a 17th state, there have been issues of having enough cannabis for the medical side. So medical cannabis patients were not having sufficient supplies of cannabis. And so what New Mexico has done and where they're trying to be proactive is start the cultivation early. So they're trying to start the cultivation early before retail applications are accepted, so that by the time retail applications are accepted and people can start going to dispensaries, there will be a few grows and cultivations already done where people could have really the supply increase of products. And so we obviously right now when we're doing this podcast, we're in the middle of July, and we have a goal to align ourselves with the state on the September deadline. And so that's why we have these two community engagement opportunities of cannabis in July and August, and then we're coming to council in starting August as well. We have the survey that is open, and we also have work sessions planned during July. We're coming to P&Z Planning and Commission in July 27th. And all of this seems to be happening at a pace that may seem quick for some, but I just wanted to share the reason for that is all of this is happening fast for all of us here in the state. We don't want to be behind the eight ball. And again, we're just trying to align our time with the state. So if anybody has any questions with that, feel free to reach out. And there's an email as well, cannabis. If anybody has any questions, they can email cannabis@las-cruces.org for any questions or any clarifications that's needed. But Carla, this is a very important time for New Mexico, even more important for Las Cruces. And most important is if people care about this, please come out, let us know your thoughts, because this is important for our city and important for our area.
Councilor Vasquez, something more that we are missing and you want to add?
No, Carla, I just want to thank you for having me on the first episode of Las Cruces Responde. This is a big deal for our community. It certainly will come with many challenges, and I completely understand that, and we'll get it right as it goes. I'll add that we are working with our local law enforcement department to make sure that that the provisions that are included in the state law that are really important, like no consumption in public, like no consumption while you're driving, very important public safety provisions that are included in the New Mexico Cannabis Regulation Act are regulated, that we are staying on top of that, and that we make sure that we're complying as a community with the state law and then eventually with the municipal law as well.
If you're listening to this episode, the survey is currently available. You can take it on the city's website, las-cruces.org. Thank you so much for joining us in Las Cruces Responde. I'm Carla Walton. See you next time.